There's a sparkler attached to a champagne bottle pictured on the front of the Irish Sun. It's part of a report on the fire at the Swiss ski resort. The paper says that champagne bottle sparklers are feared to have started the fire, and it shows a still from a promotional video from the bar's website with staff carrying such bottles of champagne to tables. The Independent reports that witnesses saw a barmaid on the shoulders of a barman carrying a sparkling bottle and that the wooden ceiling caught fire. The other fire incident in all the papers this morning is the petrol bombing of a house in Finglas in Dublin on New Year's Eve. Five people, two women and three children, managed to escape or were rescued. One of the women is still in hospital and the Star says there are serious concerns for her. Conor Lally in the Irish Times spoke to one of the neighbours who helped rescue those inside. He describes being unable to get into the house and nearly breaking down from helplessness. Then he and the other neighbours saw the children at an upstairs window. They managed to throw things at the windows and smash them. Then they told the children to jump, assuring them that they'd be caught. The Sun quotes local TD Desi Ellis saying, "It's only through the grace of God we aren't dealing with another Eden Derry." The Star says Gardaí believe the attack is part of a feud among criminals from Drogheda, but that the arsonist picked the wrong house. And the Times says the petrol bombing is the second mistaken attack on that house. There are two main picture stories in all the papers this morning, babies and swimmers. The babies are the first of the new year. The Independent pictures baby Elliot Deake, who arrived into the Coombe in Dublin at 35 seconds past midnight, while the Examiner has a lovely large front page photo of the first baby born in Tralee Hospital, Louis Emmanuel, with a grand head of black hair on him, asleep in the arms of his smiling first-time mother, Emil. A few pages over, Taoiseach Micheál Martin with no clothes on, bar swimming togs, pictured at a New Year's Day swim in Cork. In the Belfast Telegraph, a laughing woman jumping into the water in Carnlough, dressed as a minion, while from the same event in the Irish News, another laughing woman jumping in dressed as a bumblebee. But the Irish News also has a more realistic photo by Colm Lenehan. It's of a group of four swimmers on the beach at Helens Bay, County Down. His picture catches them as they're hit by a wave, and the wincing, grimacing and shrieking would make you just cold looking at them. On Wednesday, the papers were all about looking back and the number 2025 appeared in most headlines. Today, the number is 2026 and the papers are looking forward. For example, The Independent is anticipating movies that will be released this year, including Toy Story. The Mail flags high-profile court cases coming up. These involve Conor McGregor, Michael Flatley and Enoch Burke. The Sun looks at emerging acts on the music scene, while The Star and The Examiner are more personal. The Examiner has a supplement entitled New Year, New Career, and The Star has a big ad for a free horoscope magazine for the year. In the nearer future, there's Nollaig na mBan next week, and Lorraine Courtney in The Independent says the coverage around the day rubs her up the wrong way. She says women's Christmas is being sold as me time for women, with the implication being that men lounge around at Christmas. She writes that the balance has shifted. There are now more women out at work, and more men do the work of the home. So this year for Nollaig na mBan, her boyfriend is making the tea. And no, she writes, I didn't have to ask him.